For those of you who never saw Ron in his entire life, first of all, why? Second of all, Ron is every year here at the Goat Everum. He didn't miss almost a single edition, and he's very known for flying drones overhead, doing weird things with antennas, blowing up balloons, putting balloons into trees, and doing very weird stuff, and we keep inviting him back. Why? Because TinyGo is such an awesome technology, and he always has the best LEDs around. I'm even wearing TinyGo right now.
So chic.
So we continue the saga. Ron has been here for years talking about Go without wires, and he always brings a bunch of wires. I have no idea when that's gonna be fixed.
I will explain that.
So, let's go for the last round of Go without wires. The last one, last episode, or not? We'll see. Ron!
I am Dead Program. Some people call me Ron, a couple humans call me Dad, but on all the internets, I cosplay Dead Program. Technologist for hire. Very subtle. I have a small consultancy called The Hybrid Group, where we create the software that makes your hardware work. And we have a few open source projects that some of us work on, including this little one you may have heard of called TinyGo. Wow. So, FOSDEM 2021, I showed us how to go without wires. Then in FOSDEM 2022, we went further to go further without wires. Then in FOSDEM 2023, we go even further without wires. In FOSDEM 2024, we go without wires strikes back. FOSDEM 2025, return to go without wires. And now, FOSDEM 2026, go around the world without wires. So I just want to explain, because some people keep bringing this up, and I just want to get this out of the way. What do I mean when I say without wires? Okay. Well, obviously, wireless communication has existed for quite some time. Here we have some smoke signals by some indigenous Americans, painted by a settler. Here we have talking drum communication from Africa. This is actually a whole chapter in an amazing book called The Information, I really recommend. But what I mean is electronic wireless communication. So here we have me, and then lots and lots of wires, and then space, and then a whole lot more wires, and then you. Okay, so I just want to make sure we understand the relationship between the wires and the no wires. All right, but got that out of the way. So naturally, in the early days of electronic wireless communication, or wired communication actually, Morse code really changed everything with the telegraph, and here we see a Morse code key. So Morse code used electrical wires to turn a signal on and off and make a clicking sound. And thanks to that clicking sound, we had something created by Samuel Morse called Morse code. And so Morse code takes each of the letters and numbers in the Morse code alphabet, alphanumeric system, and represents it either as a dot or a dash. A dot is a short signal, dit,